If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to the book of Ruth, the Old Testament book of Ruth. When we're thinking about mothers, this is an interesting account of Scripture, and we'll just be reading sub-segments of it, especially as it pertains to being a mom. Ruth chapter 4, verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel." Also the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, "There's a son born to Naomi." They called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Scripture tells us, now this is the genealogy of Perez and runs through Perez, Hezron, Ram, and Abinadab, and begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon, and then begat Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begot David. What David is this? King David. Yes, powerful influence. Well, you know the story. And I just want to share with you three things briefly this morning. First of all, God is able to redeem the past. You're aware of the account of what happened with Ruth. Naomi had gone with her husband and two sons because of famine to a foreign land. But it was while she was there, and the two sons married, but her husband died, Naomi's husband died, and both sons. And she was distressed, and she would decided then that she would return home. This had been a cruel thing in her life, a very difficult situation. And she decided to return home. Well, it was Ruth, her daughter-in-law, who said, "I will go back with you." In fact, that passage of Scripture, which is so famous, that we often use in weddings, in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God." Here's the situation with Ruth. And Naomi said to her, "Now listen, you might as well stay here. You might as well find another husband." And Ruth said, "No, I will do this, I want to go back." Now, the other daughter-in-law went ahead and went back, but it was God working in redeeming the past and redeeming this difficult situation for Naomi and for Ruth. You know, we look back at that and say, well, yes, you know, the Lord did marvelous things back then, and we are aware of it in Scripture, and of course, we can look at other mothers in Scripture as well, but I'm thankful that God is still working today for moms and for women, and making a difference in people's lives. And one of them I want to think of is somebody who came from a pagan background, worshiping in a mixture of spiritualistic practices, including seances, where messages were solicited from the dead. But it was June 1972 in Vietnam that her town had been overrun by the North Vietnamese. The South Vietnamese were attacking and bombing. The North retreated, and the villagers were huddled in a pagan temple. And suddenly, two South Vietnamese planes appeared, targeted the temple. And as people tried to run to safety, the planes dropped four canisters of napalm, jellied gasoline. The young girl, 9 years old, was hit. Her clothes were burned off, and she ran screaming from the fire. A reporter from England and a Vietnamese photographer were there, and they saw it, and they took this picture. It became the poster picture for the anti-war efforts of the Vietnam War. A young, naked girl screaming while she was burning. It's that picture that hit the papers, did much to influence American public opinion through the intervention of Americans. Kim made it to a hospital, was kept alive, received medical treatment. 14 months in the hospital, 17 surgeries, and came home with horrid, ugly scars. What would her life become? What kind of future would she have? She was worried that nobody would ever marry her. Her life was ruined, and she could never be a mother. The communists found out that this picture was a tremendous propaganda tool. So for the next 10 years, they controlled her life. She hated it. She described herself as a prisoner without walls. She tried to get away, but the government ruined her school records. They took away her family's possessions. Is that all there is to life? It was 1982. They allowed her to go to a library. And it was there in the library that she found a copy of the New Testament by the grace of God. Started reading the New Testament. At the same time, somebody invited her to go to church. And there she heard that Jesus can change people's lives. And it was there, that time, 1982 in Saigon, that she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. And peace came, and her life was changed. It is the Lord who can redeem our past, whatever the situation is. He can do it for you. No matter what your background, no matter the sorrows or the mess of the past, God can redeem it. God can forgive, and Jesus can change the direction going forward. Isn't that good news? There's a second thing about the story of Ruth that we recognize, and that is how God is able to restore the present. And of course, that's the powerful message of Ruth, and we don't have time to review it, but you can go ahead and read it, and you know how she was trying to help her mother out and gleaning crops and went to a fellow by the name of Boaz in his field, and of course, as things went forward, they became interested in each other. And she went from being a widow to being married. She went from poverty, abject poverty, to security, financial security. And she went from being who she was to a mother. God gave her a man, gave her a spouse, gave her money and the security, and gave meaning to her life through her son Obed, as well as others. I'm reminded how God opened the door for Kim Fook. She was given the opportunity to study medicine in Cuba, another communist country. And it was there she met Tuan. They dated, and he asked her to marry him. She warned him about her injuries, and that with her injuries, it was very unlikely that they could ever have children. Her scars, the scar tissue, is 4 times thicker than regular skin. She has no ability to sweat in those places where she was burned because of the scarring. She's in pain so much of the time. And yet, Tuan wanted her. They were married in 1992. They honeymooned in Moscow. They were returning back to Cuba, flying back, and the plane needed to refuel in Newfoundland. As the plane landed, she began to pray and ask the Lord about defecting and staying in Canada. Now, Tuan was against it because he was afraid they'd be caught and then they'd be killed. But while they were at the airport, waiting for the plane to refuel, she saw a door that was ajar, and she decided to walk through the door and ask what was going on. In that room, there were a number of other individuals who were defecting. She had walked in to the immigration office, and she asked the office if they could stay. And he said, yes, okay, you can. Now, they were free. All their belongings were on that plane or else back home in Cuba. They had only escaped communism with their lives. But they found jobs in Toronto, and later found out that she was pregnant. she would be a mother. God answered prayer. Now, your life's probably not that dramatic, but it's the same God that is still at work. And we are reminded that He can restore our present today. He can work miracles. He can guide lives. He can make the difference when others can't. Many times down through history, a situation that Gloria Gaither experienced has happened, where a mom has wondered, should I actually bring a child into this world? The way the mess of this world, I think of Agnes Nyhoff and sharing the same testimony, and others. But our future is secure because of Jesus. He's the one who makes the difference, and He's the one who can redirect the future. That's where our confidence is. When we think of Ruth, we are reminded that she became a part of the family tree of not just King David, but of Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? This young lady, but God had a plan for her, and as He worked it out in her life, she became the grandmother of King David, great-grandmother, and her life influenced the king. Who would have dreamed that God would do that for a poor pagan girl? She became the lineage, part of the lineage of Jesus. One of only four women mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus. Ruth. Amazing how God writes the stories. Oh, I want to tell you that Kim went on to have two sons and gave them, has given her tremendous opportunities to speak around the world. Started a foundation assisting children around the world. Don't have time this morning, you can go to her website and look it up. See all of the things that she has been a part of as she's gone on. But one of the important things that she talks about is having the privilege of raising children for the Lord. This is what God can do when God is in control. They have two sons. Thomas, that's a good name. He's married now and has graduated from Bible college. And Stephen, that's a good name too, who also studied theology in a Bible college in the United States. In fact, her husband, Tuan, also graduated from college with a degree in Bible. Their lives are making a difference today for Jesus because of how God writes the stories. He's in the business of redeeming the past, restoring the present, and redirecting the future for His honor and His glory. Moms, you have a powerful responsibility, but a wonderful Savior who will assist with that. You have no idea how God will write the stories through your life and through your influence. And we say, thank you, and we call you blessed. God did it for Ruth. God did it for Kim. God can do it for you and is as well. It doesn't matter what the background is. God can redeem it. What are the situations of our present life? God can restore it. And what lies ahead? I don't know. But God's in charge of writing the future. And we can trust Him. Sometimes the road's tough. Sometimes the way is hard. Sometimes the enemy says it's not worth it, but the children will rise up and call her blessed and her husband also. And today we do. And God smiles. Happy Mother's Day. Shall we stand together? One of the most amazing things, Lord, as we've walked with You, is to see how You can change people's lives and redeem situations for Your honor and glory. That's what You do. You transform people's lives, forgiving their sin and giving them an entirely new perspective. and a new direction and new hope. You're able to take the present situations as well and use those to accomplish your will. And you direct the future. Lord, we're just so thankful to be a part of the community of believers here in Five Mile, where we have watched the power of God making a difference. We're thankful for the mothers. We're such a vital part of that. Now, there may be a mom who may be discouraged by the things that are happening in our culture and wondering, what in the world, what about the future? This morning, Lord, come and take her hand. Help her to know you'll walk her through. There may be a mom that is tired, kind of worn out, discouraged from that. And Lord, I pray that you'd come alongside and provide the energy and the revitalization. And there are moms here who are concerned about their grandchildren, perhaps great-grandchildren. And again, Lord, we are trusting you to do what we cannot. And so we partner together as you write the stories that will honor and glorify you. We pray, Lord, that you will just richly bless every mother who's a part of this service. Strengthen, encourage, and guide. And we'll give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Happy Mother's Day, and God bless you.